You're with Raf.
Next Thursday, 15th of October, it's 50 years since the Westgate Bridge collapsed. More than 30 people died. It's still our worst industrial disaster. Had a chat earlier today to Tommy Watson. He was a young worker at the time. He was 23. He watched it all come down. He tried to help 50 years ago. I just asked him to take us back to that day.
Well, it was a Thursday, which was payday. In them days, we got paid cash. It was 10 to 12. People were getting ready for lunch. Some people were going to the toilet. Some people were washing their hands. Some people were walking in and out of the lunchroom. I was down the bottom of the bridge near the river, walking towards the sheds. Nobody realised what was happening. The only ones who realised what was happening was the crew inside the bridge who were taking the bolts out. And they realised they took too many out. The steel turned blue and they were trying to get the bolts back in and they couldn't. Nobody realised this. And then we heard an almighty crack. It was the steel splitting. The concrete piling next to me started to crumble. And then the bridge, I could see it coming down. It was like slow motion, if you've ever been in a car accident. But it took 3 or 4 seconds, hit the ground, and it was like an atom bomb going off.
How big was the bit that came down?
Well, it was a whole section from one to another, one pier to another. It was there were box girder bridges. There were 7 box girder bridges, and each one was about 400 or 500 tonne. And there was 6 or 7 of them come down.
What did it look like? Like, once it had come down, what did it
look
like?
It looked like an aircraft carrier on the ground. If you've ever seen any photographs, because it's the actual bridge where the cars go, and it comes straight down. It didn't move any way, so it comes straight down. And right next to it, there's a creek, and the tide was out, and there was just mud flew everywhere. My car was parked about 500 metres away. Windscreen was broken. The car was covered in mud.
So you must have rushed to try and help people. What happened?
The first instinct was to run away because the concrete piling was crumbling and that was heading towards us. That probably took about 5 seconds. And then when we seen the bridge coming down, you could see people falling off of it when it was coming down. So we just turned around and headed straight to the bridge, just got there within a couple of minutes of it falling down. You know, people talk about the first responders. On the Westgate Bridge, the first responders was the workers. Because the fire brigade and the ambulance, I mean, they didn't come till, I don't know, 15 minutes later, wherever it was, and by then we had most of the people out. So really it was just a bit of a haze, you know, just get in and help your mates, look for your workmates, look for the people you know, and look for the ones that were alive and try and get them out and try and save them.
How old were you?
I was 23 when the bridge collapsed. I was a boy.
Did it change you?
Changed me completely. I mean, I ended up being a unit official for 33 years. When I retired, I was the longest serving unit official in Victoria, and I concentrated mainly on health and safety. I mean, yes. If the Westgate Bridge doesn't change your attitude, whether union activism or health and safety, what's got to happen in your life to change your attitude?
And a lot of people don't know. I mean, I know this is all 50 years ago, but you were concerned, the workers were concerned about the safety of the bridge in the days and weeks leading up to the collapse.
Well, there was 4 box girder bridges built. 2 of them collapsed, killing workers, and 2 didn't. They don't build box girder bridges anymore. There was a box girder bridge by the same company, Freeman Fox, in Milford Haven, that collapsed.
That's in Wales, is it, Tommy?
In Wales, yeah. A few weeks before, killing 4 workers. And you've got to understand, 50 years ago, there was no computers, no technology, no phones. So we're hearing rumours from people who had friends who lived in England that the bridge collapsed, Freeman and Fox, the same company. So after a couple of weeks of rumours, one day we just refused to go to work. We just sat in the sheds. Union officials came down. A person called Jack Hineshaw, who was the designer of the bridge, and also we worked for Freeman and Fox. Long story short, got up and told us he was the best in the world at building bridges. The bridge was safe. If it wasn't safe, he wouldn't be working there. And I can only tell you what I did. I was 23 years of age, and he was there every day. He was at the coalface every day. I voted to return to work. We went back to work. I think it was about 10 days, and the bridge collapsed, and 35 people got killed. And he was one of them, took 34 people with him.
Tommy Watson is with us. He was working on the Westgate 50 years ago. Tommy, the way you tell it, I just wonder what goes through your head and your feelings about it. Has that changed a lot over 50 years?
Well, I worked in a crew with 9 people at one stage, and everybody got killed but me. You get a guilt feeling for a couple of months. You feel, why wasn't I killed? Or why wasn't it me? And after a while, you say to yourself, well, what did I do wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. And then you get on it. You just get on with life. I live in the western suburbs. I mean, I live in the shadows of the Westgate Bridge. And I go over it or under it every day I work. So
do you get stuck in the traffic as well?
Well, sometimes when you're on top of the bridge, you know, you sit there waiting for traffic and you're sitting on the section that's collapsed. Of course, all the cars around you don't know that, but I know that. And certainly while you're sitting there, you might only be sitting there 5 minutes, but it seems like half an hour. Certainly the memories go through and you can see the faces of my mates who got killed. There's no doubt about that.
It changed the way we work, especially in construction, didn't it?
Well, it changed health and safety. I mean, when the bridge collapsed, you're only entitled to claim for one injury. So somebody come down with a bridge, 2 broken arms, 2 broken legs, broken pelvis, they can only claim for one injury. So the Work Cover Act was changed. A Health and Safety Act. When we went back on the bridge, we had health and safety officers. We had a rescue squad. We trained people to rescue us. Because what people don't realise, when the Westgate Bridge collapsed, the first responders were workers. They weren't the fire brigade or ambulance. It was workers were the first responders. And we had no training whatsoever. And I was 23 years of age. I'd never seen a dead body before then.
Oh, look, that's terrible, Tommy. I wonder, there were probably some big plans this year for the 50th anniversary that you won't be able to be a part of.
Well, we had a huge anniversary celebration. You know, we had bands organised, caterers, speakers. We were going to go to the Maritime Museum in Williamstown, cater for 500 or 600 people. But what we've done is we've put it off till next year, and what we'll do, we'll celebrate the 50th next year.
And why do you keep on doing the interviews, Tommy? You said you take lots of phone calls every time the anniversary comes around. Why do you keep on doing it? What do you want people to know?
I don't talk about why the bridge collapsed. If you want to know why it collapsed, there was a Royal Commission. You can see that. I talk about the social side of things, the way we were treated. I mean, the bridge collapsed on a Thursday. We worked all weekend. We had Monday off. We go on Tuesday, car park's locked. Then we get herded into this paddock. We get told what great people we are and how we saved everybody. Then we all got sacked. 550 people got sacked. So the bridge collapsed on the Thursday. We get sacked on the Tuesday. I go to 9 funerals on the Thursday, 5 on the Friday. And we're going to funerals where we've seen things that we should never have seen. We've been exposed to things we should never have been exposed. And we all got dismissed. I want people to know what happened 50 years ago. So workers today, if we have major accidents, and I hope we don't get treated the same way we were.
What are you going to do on the day, Tommy, next week, 50th?
Well, I don't live far from the bridge. I'll certainly drive past. I'll certainly drive past and sit in the car for 5 minutes. I'll certainly reflect on it. There's no doubt about that. I'll certainly reflect, and I'll ring a few mates and we'll have a chat over the phone. And when the lockdown's over, we'll catch up and we'll have a drink.
Tommy Watson, one of the people who was working on the Westgate Bridge when it collapsed 50 years ago. Tommy, thanks so much for sharing some time with us.
Thank you very much. No worries, Raph.